So wonderful to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to talk about the deep meaning of the of why Sfaradim have foods on Shabbat that are in packets, like the meat cigars, sambusak, kibbeh. And there's a deep reason for it. The Ramah actually mentions it. It's interesting, from the Maharil. These are classic Ashkenazic late Rishonim, early Achronim, and they say there's a minhag to eat these covered items because it's Eich L'man. Reminds us of the man that was covered on top and covered on the bottom. It's like the man was covered with dew on the top and the bottom. So too, this these foods are also the meat. The best part is covered by the dough. And what's the deep meaning of this? Not just Zech Laman. You already have that Lecha Mishneh. Why do we do that? So why was a man like this? So perhaps it's coming to teach us a number of things. First of all, it's about tzniut, that sometimes the best things are the most important things are kept hidden. And that brings out and highlights it. That's number one. Number two, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Mistater. That Hashem hides himself. That we have to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to peel back the layers to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's also symbolic. It's covered. Hashem hides from behind the wall. And third and finally, the deeper meaning is that a lot of times we don't realize that things that the deeper meaning is on the inside. And that's the whole Shabbat. The whole beauty of Shabbat is you don't necessarily see it on the outside, but if you think about it and you peer and you look behind just the simple surface, that's when you're able to appreciate the depth of what Shabbat is all about. So it's very, very interesting. So the Ramah writes, he quotes this in the Maharil, he writes that this is not our minhag, that's what Ashkenazim do not have foods like this. Ashkenazim have kreplach, but that's they will have that on Purim, Hoshana Rabbah. It's not necessarily for Shabbat. Or Erev Kippur, also Ashkenazim will have a kreplach, but which is also covered in this kind of a way. But it's not something that's specific for Shabbat. So Ashkenazim don't have it, the Ramah says, but the Mishnah Berurah calls Shirei Knesset Gedolah, who's a Sfaradi. So the Sfaradim do have this practice. And it's a very, very beautiful one, just thinking that there's much more than meets the eye. Then you have to look behind to get the deeper meaning of Shabbat, tzniut, to the purr of a person, and most important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to look behind the surface. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.